Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Berlin Vilfort, and welcome to Solomon Wise. Anyway, so today I was on my walk, and as I was walking around, going on my normal path, because I usually map it out before I leave the house, and you know, so I know exactly which path I'm gonna take, because I don't really want to take the same path every day, because I read that, you know, if you're going to work or you're going for a walk or whatnot, if you take the same exact road every single time, your brain becomes so adjusted to it that there is no stimulus. But the moment that you change the path, you go a different route, there is a lot of stimulus going in your brain, and it's actually making it more, flexible. I don't know if that's the word, but anyway, there is a positive effect of taking a different route. So I try to go different route. There's so many different routes that I can take. So I map it out. I map the route that I take for my walk. So on my way to walk, on my walking today, and I as I was going around, walking, listening to my little podcast. I don't remember exactly what I was listening to. I think I was listening to an audiobook, actually. As Men Thinketh. Great audiobook, by the way. And I saw this dog. And I'm not a big dog person. Now, if it's a little chihuahua, if it's a little small dog barking at me, then I'm like, okay, if this little dog comes at me, there's nothing. That little dog's not gonna knock me down. But if it's a big dog, I don't care how soft that dog is, especially if their owner's not around, unleashed, I stop. I stop and I turn around, because I just don't trust, because the way the dog was looking at me was kind of, vicious looking. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to continue this path. I'm just going to go back around. And I started thinking, sometimes there are things that comes in our lives that makes us go around. Sometimes there are, things that stop us in our path, that makes us go back. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing to go back. Sometimes it's wise to go back. Sometimes it's unwise. Now, the thing that actually stopped me from going forward was fear. Like, hey, I do not want to have to face this. Now, was there a little bit of wisdom there? I believe so. Because if I would have continued and be like, okay, I'm going to face my fear, and I'm going to go around, I don't care what this dog going to do to me. Well, what if this dog really comes at me? You know what I mean? So you have to know when to exercise wisdom. Even though there's fear around, you have to know when to exercise wisdom. And I think the word of God is the key to help us understand when to exercise wisdom. What is the wise thing to do at this particular moment? Anyway, so that's one little story I wanted to share with you guys. But the proverb that I read yesterday was Proverb 22. I didn't make a video a podcast yesterday, because I kind of got sidetracked. But the proverb that I read yesterday that I wanted to share, and I'm sharing it today, is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29, which state, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men." Some other translation says, "ordinary men." I actually like that trend. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says unknown men. Some other translation says that it's low ranks men, men of low, little soldiers, men that doesn't really have much power, men that doesn't have much influence. You know, when you think of the king, if you see yourself as you want to be kingly, the things that you do, you got to be diligent in whatever that you do. And that's how you get to stand in front of kings, in front of men that have a lot more influence than you. And believe me, there are. So whatever industry that you're in, whatever work that you're in, your boss, for example, if your boss is let's say the CEO of your company, that would be representing the king. And if you are diligent in your work, sooner or later, you will be standing before the CEO. Maybe the CEO will be asking you for advice. Maybe the CEO will become your buddy. You know what I mean? Your best friend or something like that. And that's just one way of looking at it. There's many ways of taking this proverb and, you know, embedded into our lives. Like, okay, whatever that I do, I got to, I got to be very diligent in it, because there are people that has more influence in me, and I can really make a big impression in their eyes. And I'm not saying that you doing things to please people, because the ultimate king is God. We're doing things. There's a verse in the Bible that state that, hey, whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as if you're doing it for God. So when you approach, when you take this proverb and you mix it with that verse, and you put it as if you're doing things for God, then this proverb will start becoming true in your life. And that's one thing that I've been trying to do. As I go to work and I'm working, sometimes, you know, you're not really into the work that you do. You're not 100% in love with it, so you kind of, sometimes slack off a little bit. But trying to keep that in your mind that, hey, you know, even if I'm not in love with this work that I'm currently doing it, I'm doing it as if, the thought, as if I'm doing it for God. As if I am doing it to please God. Although there is nothing that we can do to please God, like work, personal work that we can do to please God. But we can have the thought in our mind that, hey, I am doing it because there is something that is waiting for me. A gift. Well, I don't want to say gift, but I'm trying to think of the word and I totally forgot whatever the word is. Whatever. The thing that they give the champions. I can't think of it right now, but there's a reward. That's the word that comes to mind right now. There's a reward waiting for me by me doing this. And by me being diligent in my work. So but if you were to apply this in business, you know, if let's say you are in network marketing, which is something that I did a little bit of, you know, the people that are on top, by being diligent in your work, one of these days you'll be on stage, one of these days you'll be standing before these people telling them your stories, how you got here. All right, so that's the thought I wanted to share on this proverb, is that be diligent in your work, because by being diligent in your work, by being really good, by being efficient, by being prolific in your work, you will not stand before ordinary men, you will stand before kings. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for today. Remember to be wise in all that you do, and keep it cool and breezy, and God bless you.